Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Grutter versus Bollinger, 2003, before the Supreme Court, decided 5-4, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, writing very carefully that she believed affirmative action would not be with us in 25 years. It is 19 years now, and I welcome William McGurn, of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, writing his column Main Street, to observe that quotas are with us at the 19-year limit, and what we believed in 2003 that is now up for review before the court this October in two cases that are to be argued together, Students for Fair Admissions against Harvard, Students for Fair Admissions against the University of North Carolina Law School. Bill, a very good evening to you. Sandra Day O'Connor has subsequently mentioned, ironically, that perhaps she underestimated. What is she pointing to, Bill? Good evening.
Well, hi, John. Good to be here. I think Sandra Day O'Connor, you know, in the opinion, it suggests we would not need affirmative action in 25 years. And her recent comment about 2 or 3 years ago suggested that that may have been a misjudgment. The irony is, she's sort of wrong, as one of my colleagues, Jane Toronto, says. She's wrong about what she was wrong about. If the court throws it out, as you point out, it'll be 19 years, in fact. But I think O'Connor was trying to make the case that maybe we needed a little longer.
The court has changed profoundly since 2003, coming and going. It is a new court now, and the expectations are high that there will be a new and fresh wind. Let us review the cases then. Students for Fair Admissions against Harvard, Students for Fair Admissions against North Carolina. What does it turn on, Bill?
Grutter is the decision at the heart of it. But the difference is that Harvard is a private school and North Carolina public one. So the Students for Fair Admissions are arguing both that it these kind of racial preferences violate Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which prevents anyone taking federal funds from discrimination, and also the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. So we could get a fairly far-reaching decision. I think the signs are good for a good decision.
The Harvard case in particular, because I've read mostly about it, it turns on the presumption by a private school that it knows best about what the student mix is, and therefore it has a free hand to exclude one group and favor another group. And I believe it turns a deal, or does it, on an Asian American group. Is that
the same? That's partly. As far as I understand Grutter, the central holding is that diversity is a legitimate interest. So you can use these race preferences to further diversity, so long as they are just one of many factors. But of course, you know, we've had a lot of college admissions cases over the years, and they keep punting on the idea of race preferences. You know, you come up with the formula and they find ways around it. This could really change everything. Just imagine this, John. I mean, my kids just went through the application process and they're Chinese. You come to the box of race that they ask you to check and you wonder, is this going to help me or hurt me? And that's a terrible thing to have in modern America, to think that your race is going to negate your achievements or something. And I think that's the essence of where we're at.
You give an example in your column, and it made me smile, Bill. And the Asian category that is available for the population applying to schools such as Harvard Law School, that includes Indians, subcontinent Indians, Chinese, of course, 1 billion plus, Cambodians, Koreans, Vietnamese, on and on and on. We could include Iran. We could spread all the way into Central Asia. They're all Asians. Is there any attempt to discern this, or is it just a virtue checking? What is going on here, Bill?
Well, you know, this is a side question, but Professor Bernstein at the Scalia School of Law at George Mason, he's done a brief saying that the categories, as you just point out, the categories themselves are so unscientific, unfair, arbitrary. You know, Asian is more or less geography. The people, the groups you mentioned, Japanese and Chinese and Cambodians and Indians, they have different histories, different languages, different religions. They have almost nothing in common except coming from a certain part of the world. Then you go to Hispanic, which is not really a racial category. You know, an indigenous person from Guatemala is very different from an immigrant from Spain, you know, and most Hispanics, as far as I understand, think of themselves as white. You know, certainly if they come from Europe, they are. So it's kind of a meaningless thing. So it's, he points out, it's very unscientific. It was developed by the government. And then once you get a category that's good to be in, gives you advantages, the incentive becomes to put yourself into that box. For example, originally, like Asian and Pacific Islanders were lumped together, you know, to make the biggest group possible. Then Pacific Islanders realized, gee, that doesn't really give us any advantage. And they successfully lobbied for a separate slot. But this is all arbitrary, and it's also self-reported. So, you know, as we saw with Elizabeth Warren, you can kind of declare any box you want. The result is that it really invites cynicism and resentment. And we just shouldn't have it in the school. We shouldn't have it in American life.
Senator Day O'Connor, in her decision in 2003 for the majority, wrote that the Constitution, quote, does not prohibit the law school's narrowly tailored use of race in admissions decisions to further a compelling interest in obtaining the educational benefits that flow from a diverse student body. Is that being argued, Bill, to set that aside, or will that still be a concern?
Yes, and also that's partly the categories. Professor Bernstein points out that these categories are so arbitrary, it doesn't necessarily mean that they actually further diversity. If people knew how flimsy it was, again, just to give one example, Elizabeth Warren, you know, was hailed as a Native American because she checked that box. The same thing, another example was Mindy Kaling, who's a star of The Office. Very talented woman. Her brother, who was an Indian American, looked at his grades, and he had good grades, but they were kind of mediocre. He wanted to go to law school, so he checked the category for African American, for black, because he had dark skin and he thought he could pass. And lo and behold, he got in. So it's just all sorts of games with this, and the chance now is to settle this once and for all, because as you know, John, it's expanding to, you know, farmers loan programs in Minneapolis. They said basically, we're not going to lay off minorities first, a white person. If there's a white person that can be laid off, lay them off. It's just really, as a court once put it, sorted to divvy us up by race.
Bill McGurn, William McGurn, writing Main Street for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batch.
Cut COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.